This is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty. The United States has announced tough new sanctions on Russia after determining Russia was implicated in the poisoning of a former Russian spy and his daughter in Britain last March. Britain said the nerve agent Novichok was used against Sergei Skripal and his daughter Yulia in Salisbury. Both have since recovered. Why the five-month delay in acting? Robert Manning is a senior fellow at the Atlantic Council.
You have to determine that Russia was responsible. It may have taken some time to get an intelligence judgment that they were definitely responsible. I don't know if that's the case or not. But under the law, the president is obliged to go forward once that's determined with fairly draconian set of sanctions.
Although the type of sanctions have not yet been revealed, a senior State Department official said they'll be structured in two phases, with the biggest impact expected to come from a ban on granting licenses to export sensitive national security goods to Russia. At the same time, Senator Rand Paul is in Moscow, delivered a letter from President Donald Trump to his Russian counterpart, Vladimir Putin. The contents are not known, but Paul tweeted and emphasized the importance of engagement in areas such as countering terrorism. Meanwhile, a Russian lawmaker Thursday hinted at possible countermeasures. The president of the Democratic Republic of Congo, Joseph Kabila, says he'll not stand for election December 23rd, but has instead designated his interior minister, Emmanuel Ramazani Shadari, as his choice for candidate of his ruling FCC coalition.
C'est un grand honneur pour moi.
Ramazani said this is a great honor and pledged to achieve what he called the Common Front for Congo's social project, including peace and reconstruction. The decision ends speculation about whether Mr. Kabila, in power since 2001, would defy the Constitution and seek a third term. He was supposed to step down in 2016. This is VOA News. Dozens of rockets were fired into Israel from Gaza Wednesday, prompting a swift Israeli response. The Israeli Air Force carried out airstrikes against suspected militant targets. At least two Israelis were wounded in the exchange. One Hamas militant, along with a mother and an 18-year-old child, were killed in Gaza. The border region has been tense since mass Palestinian protests began in late March. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau says he will continue pressing Saudi Arabia on rights abuses as tensions continue between the two countries.
We continue to engage diplomatically and politically with the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia. We have respect for their importance in the world and recognize that they have made progress on a number of important issues, but we will at the same time continue to speak clearly and firmly on issues of human rights at home and abroad, wherever we see the need.
The dispute arose following Canada's criticism of the Saudi jailing of women's rights campaigners. The Saudi Foreign Minister Adel Jubeir said the kingdom doesn't accept what is to be told what to do or any country interfering in its internal affairs. Riyadh responded, expelling the Canadian ambassador and halting new trade and investment in Ottawa. The Saudi authorities have also told hundreds of their doctor trainees to leave the country. A Turkish delegation met in Washington Wednesday with U.S. officials amid strained bilateral relations over a detained American pastor, sanctions in Syria. U.S. sanctions over the fate of Andrew Brunson have weakened the Turkish currency, the lira. The Washington has also threatened to review Turkey's duty-free status. Former Ivorian First Lady Simone Gbagbo was released from detention Wednesday after President Alassane Ouattara granted her amnesty along with hundreds of others. Speaking to supporters, she said a page has been turned. Today everything is new. Stand up for the new phase. We're on our way. She's been detained for years for her role in the 2011 civil war in the country, sparked by her husband's refusal to accept an electoral defeat. Former Chilean President Michelle Bachelet has been selected as the next UN Human Rights Chief by Secretary General Antonio Guterres. The General Assembly will meet Friday to ratify that choice. A 6.2 magnitude earthquake jolted Indonesia's Lombok Island Thursday, just days after a major 7.0 tremor killed more than 150 and collapsed thousands of structures. Trade tensions helped end a four-day rally on Wall Street Wednesday, the benchmark Dow Jones losing 45 points to 25,583. Argentina's Senate Thursday voted 38-31 to kill legislation to legalize abortion in the first 14 weeks of pregnancy. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.